It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. Billy Brownless, Dale Thomas, filling in for JB, who will be back for the footy season.
In about 3 weeks, we've got Daisy, as you said. Some Rush Hour 2020 social media feedback, Daisy, already.
The hotline's blowing up, mate. Ash Harvey. Must be doing well.
You are. Ash Harvey is one of our favourites, by the way. Welcome back, team, and sounding great, Daisy and Bill. Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, whatever.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
Jeez, that will take some getting used to.
There you go. The words in order. I've got one from Jenko. Thanks, yeah. Jenko. Triple M Rush Hour. Go, boys. And a little emoji of the grouse, the old Winx tribute.
Julie Carter, another good listener. Welcome back, boys. Wowee. I have missed you, especially you, Bill, you big spunk.
And the last one here. But there's only four come through, so we're obviously not going that
way. It's only four.
Okay. So I do feel better about myself. Agent Chaos, to Fat Jimmy, Rabsy, Daisy, Matty Haywood, and the entire Triple M Rush Hour team, a huge welcome back for 2020. So happy and delighted you are back. Now, Bill.
Yeah, just on that, Matty. You mentioned Matty there. He's one of our favourites. He's been with us for a long time. He's been crook, and we wish him all the best. Our good mate, Matty Haywood, who's here today.
He's
out
there.
There he is out there. Good on you, Matty boy. We do love him.
Now, I am not used to this. I'm new to this. But on the screen, there is something flashing saying, caller. What do we do?
Well, you answer it.
Okay. Rabsy, you sort this out.
Yeah. It looks like Dave from Werribee.
G'day, Daisy. Welcome to the team, mate.
Oh, thank you very much. That'll be the first caller we've had.
No, it's Todd from Bowen Head.
It's the first show. Piss off.
What a treat this is.
I can't let that summer go, Bill. It is one of the worst summers from a brand perspective that I've ever seen. So I'm the celebrity, get me out of here.
That's it. Give it to him, Toddy.
A platform for rebuilding brands.
Yep.
Barry Hall, Brennan Favola went in there, turned his life around.
Yes.
Even Daisy's done a great job.
I was holding
You're the only person I'm aware of that brand has taken a hit by going into that show. You
were
beaten
good.
By Tanya Hennessy, some no-name blogger.
Yes.
Nikki Osborne, a comedian no one's ever heard of. Yep. Perez bloody Hilton, Bill.
Oh, Perez. That's fair enough.
No rare time. No one wants to watch it. No one voted for you. And I hope you realise you've got to wake up to yourself, Fat, and go disappear to the Cremorne.
Hey, get stuff. Put him off. Rabs, get rid of him.
He's hung up anyway.
Oh, he has hung up.
It's
our first show and you let Todd on.
That is an absolute treat,
it said
Bill.
David from Werribee.
Oh, David from Werribee. Yeah. Did it?
Well,
he made some valid points, Bill.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Take a break.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Why have I got Gavin from Greensboro coming up on the screen?
I don't know. I'll put him on.
Gavin.
Right, we've got a call here. This is unusual in the opener. Yes. Hey, Gavin.
Gavin. I got a mate,
yeah,
Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin from Greensboro here, actually. Of course it's not, Bill. It's Todd from Bowen Head.
Oh, hey, Todd! I haven't heard from him.
Yes. I'm not sure if you caught the front page of the Herald Sun today, Bill. The source of this virus was a bat from Geelong. Surprise with you, Bill.
No, you
Geelong
idiot.
Geelong is the epicenter of the greatest disaster that has ever hit the earth, Bill.
No, Todd, he's a scientist.
From the jungle with you, Fat.
He's a scientist and studied in Geelong, you flog. Read the story. Just don't make assumptions like that.
The good news for Geelong is with everything closed and nothing going on, life hasn't changed much for the idiots down there. They've been in quarantine for 50 years down there. Yeah, now one more thing. I was watching Fox Footy on the weekend, Bill, and I saw your number up on the screen. I thought the Rush Hour family might be...
0419-53... He's giving me number. Turn this dickhead off.
Well, he's up. Bill's up out of his seat.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
Oh, now, Fat, you turned us off. You turned the whole station off.
I tried to get Todd, who thought he was Gavin or someone. I tried to get him off, and I hit the wrong button. But, Rabsy, well done. You steered the ship back on track, just.
Oh, my God. Don't ever go around that side of the desk. Only bad things can happen.
I reckon I could be a panel operator.
No.
Do you?
You just put two hands down on 15 buttons. That's all you did. But I like these ones down the bottom here, Bill. Brett from Brett Ollie, I think it is.
Ollie, yeah.
Not enough Todd from Bowen Heads.
Oh, no.
Keep Fat on his toes.
Nah, stuff.
Daniel says Todd from Bowen Heads isn't on the show permanently.
Good.
That drives him mad.
Yeah, he's a flog.
A final call here. Sam, I think from Scoresby. Sam. Sammy, we got you?
Yeah, hello there.
What drives you mad, Sam?
The town of Geelong. It's Todd from Bowen Heads.
It's Fat.
And
And I found out recently, Bill, they're looking for places in Australia to film I'm a Celebrity with all the COVID going on because they're trying to film it domestically. Yeah. And I figured it's a no-brainer. I want to see a season of I'm in Geelong, get me out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we want some sort of primitive backwater, there's one right on our doorstep, Bill. You can hold all the food challenges at the Cremorne too. You can just serve a standard Palmer. That should do the trick because the Celebrity's vomiting all over the joint. And I read in this article they're bringing back all the fan favourites as well, Bill, so I don't think you'll be in any danger. And Perez will probably get a call up before you. I hope the Hawks roll your rabble on Friday as well.
Hey, Todd, fuck off.
No! Yes. He's already taken off.
He did. He took me advice.
I love it. Very nice to have Todd back. Haven't heard from him for a while.
Oh, no. Where's he been?
I'm not sure.
Living in your head.
I think, have we got a call coming through, Rabbits?
Yeah, but we don't. Trent from Trenton.
Why would we be taking a call off the top? Put through by Jill, our producer, Trent.
Trent from Trenton, fair dinkum.
Hello, Jim. How are we going?
How come you're ringing us off the top?
Oh, because it's Todd from Bowen Hill.
Rabs, turn him off already.
No, shut up, Fat. What do you got for us, Todd?
Now, I think the Andrews government needs to clear something up for us because that checkpoint down at Little River there, that's not to keep residents out of Geelong. It's to keep them out of the greater Melbourne area.
Good one.
It is so overdue. And in fact, I hope it stays there long after this pandemic as well. Perhaps even build a wall there in its place. I reckon that'll help us all sleep better at night.
Todd, and, you're from Bowen Heads, mate. Bowen Heads is open.
Yeah, no, it's a good place to get down to. Bowen Heads isn't too bad. But do you reckon the people down there are even aware that they're in quarantine? If you lived in Norlane, would you want to go outside anyway, Bill?
Yes.
The other thing, those point spread or those fat bet ads that you're doing at the moment, I keep seeing them in the...
Point bet, you flop!
I keep seeing them in the paper. Sort out your dimensions, Fat. You look like a fair dinkum smack. Right. The person photoshopping it... I reckon the person photoshopping it was sent into quarantine before they got to finish the job. It was halfway through. And you look like a moron.
Mate,
pull them from the paper, turn this fucker off.
No.
Magpies win by 10 goals on Thursday.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You look like a fair dinkum smack, you reckon?
Toby, never ring again.
Todd.
Yeah, but Toby, same thing.
Oh, he's a dickhead. I love him. I love the access he gets too. He just rings our switch and gets put straight through.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Fat, you've got two contestants. We're going to get to them in just a second. But before we do, just going to roll through a few of the entrants who didn't quite get there, like Justin Panetta, who's just simply put down there, Sandy Roberts. That's not getting you a start. Marky Strawn. Is the King of Kings back?
Oh.
Well, yes, I am, but I've already given an opening to someone who's branded me the King of Kings.
Yeah,
Chrissy McGowan, get me involved. I want to say g'day to Mumps.
Oh, Mumps. How you going, Chrissy?
Nick Shelley, I'm too busy putting the bins out. I like that. Reese Turvey, what's the funniest smelling thing in the whole world?
Oh, no.
Connor Newitt, only put me on if the King of Kings is back. That was everywhere, Fat. Lukey Ganella, because September's almost over, so there'll be no more September bins brownless. I like that. Darren Trafford. Bill's been so good without JB last couple of days. The quiz is king, not JB. Daz is never getting on. But Fat, who have we ended up with, please? Oh, no, Jaden Carter, just to finish, says, I'm doing this for TJ. Chompity chomp, chomp, chomp. I saw he stormed off too on Sunday. I love that.
He did.
All right.
He wasn't happy.
No, who have you got, Fat?
Well, it's state versus state, as you said earlier in the show, Jim. Yeah. So we've got, believe it or not, Johnny Utah from WA, who's a Cats
fan. Johnny Utah, the Ohio State Buckeyes, all conference, remember?
Number 9, man. How you doing?
Johnny Utah.
And he's taking on Jack from G-Bung, Queensland, who's a Brisbane fan. Now, so they're online now.
I like it. Let's get to Johnny first. Now, Johnny, I'm presuming that's your social media handle, not your actual name.
Yeah, Jim, that's my alias. Otherwise, like yourself, dominating, people would find me everywhere. So just sliding under the radar.
I like it, Johnny. And, of course, you're a Point Break fan.
Yeah, give me two. Johnny Utah, give me two.
It's my partner's favourite movie ever.
Yeah, it is.
Golden show. You know nothing. In fact, you know less than nothing. All right, so we'll very welcome Johnny and Jack from G-Bunk. Jack.
G-Bunk. G'day, Ken. G'day,
Bins. How are we? Bins. Jacky boy. Where's G-Bunk, my friend?
It's just north of Brisbane, sort of near like Chermside, Aspley.
Nice. Jim, in the good old days,
Polo Club.
We used to go to the G-Bung Polo Club. You'd go to the precinct. What was it called before the precinct? You used to do the three. Depot, good boy. Yep. And then you'd go to the Star Bar.
Yeah. Oh, down the road here.
I know. And I'd normally have a couple of somethings.
No chance. Yes. You then went to a club just sort of west of here after that. That's how you went.
The baby cats.
That's it. All right.
Righto, boys. So Johnny, and Jack.
Thank you, Bill. That's their name. Yeah.
Do you want to know what they're going to win?
Yes,
what do they win, Reps?
Well, we've got a signed copy of Daisy Thomas's brand new book, Poopy Pants and Potty Pants, Potty Rants, I should say. And one of JB's wheelbarrows, but just nicked it from his garage, still wrapped up.
No worries.
Sherlock Steel wheelbarrow, valued at $158,
by the way. The big tyre, big fat tyre on the wooden handles, the best.
And we got a Neverland store voucher as well from our mates there, including Nina and Pasadena and Kiss Chasey.
Beautiful prizes.
Five questions, boys. First one, two, three.
Yep.
Wins.
That'll be it, Bill, yeah.
That'll be it. Right. Or if we get 2-2, we have a little playoff.
That's it. Bill, yeah. You ask the fifth question, and whoever gets that right wins.
Ready, Johnny boy?
Let's go, fat man.
Righto, Jack, you ready?
Yep, let's go.
Which Geelong player performed a match-winning smother in the final second?
Johnny.
Jack.
Mark Blixoff.
Jack.
You reckon Johnny might have got that, being a Geelong supporter.
He might have. All right. Second
one. Jim. Number two. Who is the captain of Port Adelaide?
Johnny.
I think Johnny. No. I'm giving that to Johnny.
Righto.
That'd be Jonas.
Yes. Nice one. Oh, she's a ring-a-ding-ding.
This is a beauty, this question, Jim.
Righto.
We're going back, way back in time. It's going to be Billy's Secret Sound.
Hasn't been on radio for 20 years, the Secret Sound.
I'm bringing it back. Right. The Secret Sound, boys. Jump in when you want. Tell me what this is.
There's a spin. There it is.
Oh. Secret Sound.
Jack?
What happened? Jack?
Is it that... young kangaroos guy knocking them all the beers over at the pub?
Yes!
What? I haven't even heard of that myself.
No. Mate, it happened over the weekend. Kangaroos boy's out.
Joel Crocker.
And he come back with, I reckon, 8 Carlton Draft beautiful frothies on the tray. And he was doing a bit of a spin. A bloke walked past. The whole 8 got knocked off his tray, Jim.
Jolly boy. All right, 2-1. That's good get.
Who got it?
Jack.
Jack.
Right. Jack 2, well, Johnny 1. Question 4.
Johnny. Who is performing at an empty MCG on Grand Final Day?
Johnny boy.
That's the Mike Brady up there, Cazaly.
Cazaly, in there and fight.
This part.
Out there and at 'em, show 'em your might. How good's that, Jim?
How are we still doing that on Grand Final Day? Seriously. You'd get the Rolling Stones or Bruce Springsteen Foo Fighters we'll go with Mike Brady.
Yes. Perfect.
Seriously, come on.
Iconic, Jim. Righto.
That's too awesome. The Grand Final Footy Show. Mike Brady, Jim. Thank you, Bill. I can see him. He's right. No, it's Mike Brady. All right, so here we go.
This is a big question because
come on.
Two all, and they're both good, Jack and Johnny. I like them, Jim.
It's good. It's been a good
Another audio question. You've got to tell me who this is and what happened.
Obviously...
Jack!
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 I reckon that's Chompity Chomp Chomp walking off.
Tony Jones walking off the panel. Yep. And that show is done live, Jim, as you know.
Stormed off. Nath Brown assumed control and didn't he look comfortable?
Wasn't giving it back, Jim. No worries.
Join us, Drew, and we'll see you on the footy show tonight.
Thanks, Chompity Chomp Chomp Chomp.
Okay, thanks for that.
Hey, well done, Jack. That was fantastic.
That's a very good performance, Jack.
You can pick the...
Actually, yeah. I should just correct one thing because my name's not actually Jack. It's actually Todd, and I'm from Bowen Head. No! Bill, you idiot! You run the worst quiz I've ever heard.
You're a dickhead. Piss off!
Jumping onto your stupid quiz.
Piss him off!
A quiz to save your life. I look forward to the wheelbarrow. Send it out to me. I'll send the address to Jill.
No, stick it up. You're not getting anything. Piss off.
He's a fat Jack. Started punching his own microphone. Oh, Jack, Todd from Bowen Heads.
Oh, he's a flog.
I love it. Him.
Oh, yeah, can I not pick these voices up?
I don't know. No, you're down in bloody Geelong. You're having CC and dry. You yeah, don't know what you're doing.
Breakfast.
My breakfast. I'm about to have one too. I've got a big day today.
I'll tell you what that does is open the door right up for Johnny Utah.
Utah now.
Hey, Johnny.
You beauty. Yes, JB.
Well, because we've been bombed, I think, magnificently by Todd from Bowen Heads. He's ineligible. So you've got the pick of all of these prizes. What are they, Rabbits Bartholomew?
You can pick a Sherlock Steel wheelbarrow valued at $158. You can pick them up from Bunnings Warehouse, by the way. Or a $100 Neverland store voucher. And we're going to chuck in a signed copy of Daisy Thomas's brand new book, Poopy Pants and Potty Rants.
Which one of those do you like, Johnny?
No, let's go to the wheelbarrow, JB. Like yours, mine'll have dents all the way through it.
Mate, and don't worry, it'll look after a ton of wood I'd had to chop and then just cart around the back of the house in the wheelbarrow Jim. Fat.
Are we going to use yours because it's brand new? Do you know Johnny Utah lives in Floriet, Jim?
Floriet.
It's called Floriet.
Get it right, mate. Come on.
Where's Floriet, Johnny?
Near Subiaco. I reckon that's where Jim would have done some of his best work.
Did some extraordinarily good work. That part of the world.
No, but, you did.
Mate, I was a bit further west than that, Claremont, sort of Cottesloe, but Floriet's a beautiful part of the world. Justin Langer, not far from there, City Beach. Very nice.
Where do I used to go? The post office.
You wouldn't have my... Fat, you did no work anywhere. What, Gobbles you used to go to.
Gobbles.
The old grab a granny. That's where you used to head.
Well, I learned a lot.
Hey, Johnny, how's things going in the west, mate? Everything nice over there?
Yeah, it's a bit cloudy today, JB, but no, it's been 30. Pubs are open, a little bit hot, so it's, we're doing all right over here.
Jeez, the Premier's got his eye in. He's banning everything. You're not allowed to play footy and allowed to play cricket. He'll ban the lot in a minute.
No, he needs to finish up.
I wish he'd finish up. Put the keys on the fridge.
That's it. Leave the keys on the fridge.
Correct.
I love it. Well done, Johnny. Great chatting to you, mate.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, boys. Stay safe.
Oh, and Todd from Bowen Heads, how good.
Todd.
Where did
that come from?
I love it too. He just trims you up good and proper.
Did he know the questions? Because he wasn't bad actually on the questions.
He's got your measure in every department.
No, yeah.